You missed me, didn't you? Life. You want to know where I was? Life. Life happens. And, you know, the amazing part of it is it's life. Anything can happen at any time, anywhere. So many unlimited potentials of things happening. But the most interesting part is everything has a solar opposite. Just like a coin has a head, it also has its tail. And so, just like there is up and down, there is the pleasures and the pains, there is the good and the bad. Well, it's just life. This life I have lived, and this life I continue to live the present moment in gratitude. Well, this life I've been put in battles where I was the soldier, and some where I was the enemy. Still, both I had roles. When I was a soldier, I had a role to fight my battle. And when I was the enemy, I had the role to defend myself. So I guess we are one in the same person. So let's call them all warriors. Not a soldier, not an enemy, but a soldier who is a warrior, and all fighting for the same thing. So it's a warrior, and this warrior, regardless of if they are the villain or the good person, they still go to war within and outside. And so I thought that victory comes after we go to a war and you have won. But I was wrong. Victory is the battle you still keep fighting. So it's funny because, after all, you haven't won the battle because you still have to keep fighting. So this journey I've walked, and I still keep to walk, and the road doesn't seem to have an end. Goes to war, new scars, fresh wounds, new healing, and then there I think the war is over. And yeah, you celebrate the victory. There is the happy moments. Then a few moments later, the wound is bleeding, and that's another war. Inside, the war within, that which a warrior keeps battling every night they go to bed. When they can't sleep because of the nightmares that kick in the wee hours, that's a battle. And unlike the other battles where you can fight with armor, the battle within, well, there is no armor. You can't fight it. You can only allow it to be. And so The warrior never stops fighting, because the battle never ends. It may end outside, but inside, they always have to watch. The battles of the inside do not require any armor. They only require being. Even being a human being is a war of your human nature and you, your being in its own self. Such a conflict, you know? The way a human is supposed to experience the human nature, the wild nature, full of instincts, ego, and you know, they still have to integrate it with the being, the inner being, that which is inside us, that which knows the truth. You know, why scars of a warrior? It's because the battles don't leave you the same person. The journeys don't leave you the same person. They leave you with marks of beginnings, endings, and at the same time, they mark something. And so sometimes, as this warrior is fighting the battles of the inside, they have to watch, be vigilant, because sometimes the war inside can be so silent and calm, yet so loud and so devious. That part of us that can tend to actually identify with what we experience, what we see, what we think, that part of us that keeps fighting us, that's the part that the warrior has to be vigilant about. Because sometimes, not even sometimes, but most of the times, if there's no enemy within, there is no enemy without. So I choose to take the experiences that comes with these battles. I choose to see them through my eyes without judgment, just observing them and learning from them. It's more about the whole experience, observing it without judgment, and above all, telling the tales. And so today, a warrior embraced the demons within and without, and became vigilant and told them, "Shh. Yes, I hear you, I see you, and I'm allowing you to be. So I'm going to tell it out to the world out there so that they can know of your existence, but you have no power of me. So I'm choosing to heal the scars and to tell the stories that come with these scars. So instead of scars of a warrior, I want to be a fighter who tells stories from the scars." So, these are the stories of a warrior. Thank you so much for being a part of Stories and Scars. But now it's time for us to tell these stories and to fight the battles within us. I'm sending a lot of love and light, and change is beautiful.